tech news, man. It's a vibe. After years of merciless teasing, Intel has finally launched Arc. No, not the company's database site. That's Arc with a K. That was pretty dumb of them. They've launched their Arc with a C, dedicated gaming graphics cards. Okay, fine, they're not exactly cards. Intel only launched the laptop versions today, but it's still exciting. Let me have this.
Okay.
Arc 3 GPUs will soon be showing up in the ultra thin and light laptops. Arc 5 and Arc 7 GPUs will arrive later this summer in beefier gaming and creator laptops, complete with the Arc Control software to handle things like driver updates and performance tuning.
Arc Experience. Radeon.
Two of every animal. But perhaps even more exciting was the teaser Intel posted for their desktop graphics cards, the ones that people actually care about, which showed off their official design for the first time and... Wait, does that say limited edition?
Huh?
What does that mean?
Oh.
Are they gonna make like five of these?
Oh.
Intel, you were the chosen one. You were supposed to alleviate the chip shortage, not give scalpers another thing to scalp.
Ah, stop the scalping.
Sony has finally announced their answer to the Xbox Game Pass, aka the best deal in gaming, with three new tiers of the PlayStation Plus subscription service. Yes, we are reporting on new subscription tiers now. Essential tier gets you two monthly downloadable games for $10. The extra tier adds a catalog of up to 400 PS4 and PS5 games for $15 a month, more of a Netflix model there. And the premium tier adds up to 340 games from the PS1, the PS2, and PSP that can be downloaded or streamed from the cloud for $18 a month.
Okay.
Okay, that's Netflix. Now
that's Netflix.
That's Amazon Prime. That's right, PlayStation Now, one of the earliest mainstream options for cloud gaming, has been discontinued and rolled into PlayStation Plus Max. Just joking, I added the Max. While it's great to see Sony get their act together here, there's still reasons to be worried. Premium is more expensive than Game Pass Ultimate, and Sony says they won't be matching Xbox's practice of launching some games on Game Pass day one. Hope you like waiting. But it's a bright day for PlayStation diehards who are having trouble fighting the console war on Twitter.
Yeah,
you know?
It's hard when you got nothing to say.
And my axe.
And my Axie.
Axie Infinity, one of the world's most popular crypto games, has had about $625 million worth of cryptocurrency stolen in one of the largest blockchain heists ever. The hackers were able to complete two transactions on the Ronin network, a sidechain used for Axie and based on Ethereum, using hacked private keys, as one does, and approved the transactions by gaining control of 5 out of 9 total validators.
I have your validators.
They're
mine now.
Okay.
I feel valid.
I validate your network. Ronin says it will now require 8 of 9 validators to move funds. Why not all 9? Well, validators have lives too. Maybe they're on a date night. You don't know what a validator is, do you?
I have no idea, but I don't know what it is.
Well, Riley, I'll give you a chance to say your piece now.
Okay.
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Grammarly, the all-in-one writing tool that helps you with grammar and spelling suggestions so you can send one email instead of writing 2 more emails to clarify what you actually meant in the first email. Grammarly is super easy to use. Simply install the free desktop app, log in, and start typing. And for even more in-depth feedback on your writing, there's Grammarly Premium, with potentially business relationship-saving features like tone transformation and clarity tools. Reword phrases to sound more confident, remove unnecessary jargon to better get your point across, and overall, work smarter, not harder. Go to grammarly.com/techlink to sign up for a free account and get 20% off Grammarly Premium today.
You can't just stop the quick bits, primarily because they're non-corporeal.
They pass right through.
They're ethereal.
Ooh.
NVIDIA finally launched the RTX 3090 Ti, the most powerful gaming graphics cards you can buy. Although, interestingly, not the most expensive, because in many places, the card is actually being sold at its MSRP of $1,999 US, which is actually cheaper than most RTX 3090s that you can find right now, thanks to price inflation and scalping.
Our old friends.
What a deal! I guess NVIDIA does care about gamers and wants them to be able to afford GPUs. All you need is about 6 months of eating ramen noodles, and this is very attainable. Meta is facing backlash because, well, they're Meta, but also because of a recent report that they're paying a political consulting firm called Targeted Victory to conduct a PR campaign accusing TikTok of being a danger to American children. One of the talking points used by the firm pointed out that while Meta is the current punching bag, TikTok is the real threat, especially as a foreign-owned app that is number one in sharing data that young teens are using, especially a threat to Instagram. I think this is the literal analog of the pot calling the kettle black. I say, let them fight. I'll be on Twitter, the non-harmful social platform with
safe
NFTs.
Ah, safe space for everyone.
According to some reputable leakers, AMD is expected to begin mass production of its Ryzen 7000 series processors next month, a milestone that usually happens around 4 to 5 months before release. That would put the chip's launch in the early fourth quarter, which lines up with AMD's official roadmap. So in case you thought Intel had intimidated AMD into rethinking their strategy, think again. Rethink. AMD can't be intimidated. They've reached enlightenment. It's all good vibes over there.
Everyone's a doctor.
Canada has become the latest country to announce a future ban on new gas-powered car sales. The ban will be put in place in 2035 after I'm dead. Norway and the UK are going to do the same thing in 2025 and 2030 respectively. But if all gas cars are gone, how will all the badasses in the neighborhood let everyone know when they're revving their engines? You can put testicles on the back of the truck, but you can't hear that from far away.
So many problems.
Trade-offs, guys. And Dyson has showed off a pair of wireless headphones that also have an air purifying visor masking that creates a bubble of clean air using air compressors and jets and funnels and stuff. I'm reading this for the first, this is amazing. Standard Dyson things. It's called the Dyson Zone. Yeah, because how else would you describe such a thing? It's a
Is it real? I actually don't know if it's real.
It's called the Dyson Object.
Dyson thing we made.
I would swear this is an April Fool's joke if it weren't just 2 days early and coming from, well, Dyson. Although, if nothing else, it could make for good cosplay.
It looks pretty cyberpunk.
Hey, thanks for vibing with us today. Come back, fellow doctors, on Friday for more tech news, and we can resynchronize our frequencies. I can tell yours is special. Oh!